Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall. Before we get to the questions, remember fans, it's Pro Bowl voting time. Go to Vikings.com, click the Pro Bowl voting link at the top of the page, and vote for your favorite Vikings. Let's get to the questions. The first one comes from Josiah. In the 2012 draft, there was much debate on Khalil, Claiborne, and Blackman. Looking back, do you think the Vikings made the right choice? Well, I think Morris Claiborne, cornerback for the Cowboys, and Justin Blackman, wide receiver for the Jaguars, both good players, and they've helped their teams a lot. But Matt Khalil has helped our team a lot, too. I think he was the right choice for the Vikings. He's helped solidify the left side of our offensive line. I think Matt Khalil is a cornerstone offensive piece for the Vikings for the next decade. I'm glad we got Matt. Our next question comes from Twitter, at edavis1007 asks, when will Chris Cook return? Remember, Chris Cook was injured our Tampa Bay game. That was week 8. He was placed on IR with a designation to return. The rules state once that player goes on the IR designated to return list, the team can bring him back 6 weeks later. Once they bring him back to practice, they have 3 weeks to decide if they're going to play him in a game. So, long story longer, Chris Cook can come back to the Vikings the week of our Houston game. The Houston game is December 23rd. That's the first time he's eligible to return. We don't know yet if that's going to happen, but that's the earliest that he can come back. Our next question also comes from Twitter. At VikingsMan6282 asks, what do you think the Vikings need to do offensively to improve for Sunday's game against Green Bay? Secure the ball. I want to see receivers making catches, no running backs fumbling it, and no quarterbacks throwing interceptions. If the Vikings can do those three things, I think the offense is going to get back on track, and we can give Green Bay a run for their money at their place. Our next question comes from Jason in Glencoe, Minnesota. Why don't the Vikings bench Christian Ponder and play Joe Webb? Do they not believe in Webb? No, it has nothing to do with Joe Webb. The Vikings have faith in Joe Webb, otherwise he wouldn't be on the roster, but they also have faith in Christian Ponder. Remember, it takes time for quarterbacks to develop. Drew Brees, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, Tony Romo, Aaron Rodgers, all guys who it took them a season or two to really become productive players. It's going to be the same thing for Christian Ponder. Remember, he's finishing just his first year as a full-time starter this year. Got to be patient. The Vikings have to continue to build around him. And in time, Christian Ponder is going to develop into a solid player for us. Remember, the Vikings are above 500. They're in the playoff hunt. Now is not the time to panic. Our next question comes from Barrett in Menominee, Wisconsin. Do you expect Percy Harvin to be back this week to play in Green Bay? Yes, I'm optimistic that Percy's going to be back. I think he was making pretty good progress last week leading up to the Chicago game. Given how important this game is against Green Bay and how tough Percy is, I think he'll be back on the field. Our last question comes from Matthew in Illinois. Does this week's game against the Packers spell out win or go home? No, I wouldn't say it's a do or die. There's too much football to be played to call it that. But there's no denying it's an important game. It's a game between two teams chasing the Bears for a division title. It's a game between two teams very much in the thick of the NFC wildcard race. It's a very important game, but there's just too many games left to call this a do or die. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but remember, the Vikings and the Packers, they play at noon on Sunday. The game will be on the Vikings Radio Network, so don't miss it. Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call. And don't miss next week's edition of Pick 6. Send your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll see you next week.